could look at these essential realities of the ruh, the qalb, the nafs, the aql, if we could look at them in on a board, on a piece of paper, which is a projection. First of all, projection from the dimension of the ruh, and then you project it in this, our concept of three dimensions, and then you project that on paper. So remember what you are missing in the projections. These are projections only. The qalb, first of all, the qalb in its dimension, it's not in three dimensions. Remember, we said the qalb that we speak of is this latifa rabbaniya that is somehow related to this three-dimensional qalb inside of us. So that's a projection, first of all, from higher dimensions to a three-dimensional qalb. And then that we're going to project on a piece of paper, two dimensions. Keep that in mind, and so on. So if we did something like that to approximate it to our understanding, we'd see the following. We'd see the qalb in the middle, the center piece. And then we see above, symbolizing here, a higher dimension. We see above that the ruh. And we'll see below the heart, symbolizing and signifying a lower dimension in terms of spiritual quality, in terms of human awareness and quality of awareness, rather. We will see the nafs. And then, lower than the qalb, away from the nafs and the ruh, we'll depict something, the aql. The aql, loosely translated as the mind or reason. In the Arabic language, in the Quranic language, that's not it. The haql, as I mentioned in the Quran, is not mentioned in the nominative form. It's mentioned only in the active form as a verb. And that means to restrain and to control. It is to say that if this aql, whichever way I call it, reason or mind or so, in this Islamic spiritual psychology and reality, essential reality, if this aql that I call aql does not help me be restrained and controlled against the drives that are base and low of the nafs and others, then we do not call that aql. We do not call that aql. Call it something else. Call it reason or mind, but it is not aql. Aql, if reason and mind is aql in this sense, then that it is reason and mind in the aql sense. That's why somebody can have a high aql Q, high IQ. Let's say IQ, but has a low SQ, spiritual Q. I can even say one can have high IQ, but has a low aql Q. IQ, you know, intelligence quotient. But that I is also I. One can have a high I, self quotient and awareness. But he doesn't have an IQ. I is the eye with which to see internally. That could be very low. And the aql Q, the quotient and the ability and the capacity to be in control and to be restrained, that could be very low as well. And the spiritual quotient itself of the rawhani qalb kind could be very low. A person could be very able in solving math problems, in solving engineering problems, in solving, you know, tactics to solve problems, but morally and ethically and spiritually is perhaps very weak. So sometimes we are unable to control ourselves in front of an emotional challenge, while we could be very intelligent in solving math problems. I could have an IQ, but a very low emotional, for example, Q, spiritual Q, a moral Q, and so on. So now, that projection that I mentioned, the heart at the center, the ruh above, the nafs below, and the aql receiving orders from the qalb. The aql would be like the executive director in the old system of, for example, of monarchies, in the sultanate system or the royal system or the khilafat system, mashallah. Then the next authority after the king and the sovereign is what? We say the vizier, the wazir. And once the king's irada, the king's volition and will is expressed, the wazir executes through the agencies under the wazir. Our qalb is that king. Once we have an irada, an irada is a motion inside of us, not physical, is an emotional motion, is an intellectual motion, is a drive inside of us. That's an irada. It is received by that which we call aql as an order, and then aql commands the senses and the limbs to execute. My eyes, my ears, my hands, my speech, my tongue, and so on, all are there to execute the will of that aql, which is the will of the heart, and the heart is simply affected by the ruh and the nafs. If at the moment I am going to act, the rawhani dimension happens to stimulate my heart and to dominate, then my will is rawhani, and the wazir will execute my rawhani drives. If at that moment my stimuli were nafsani, from the different types of low nufus, then that's the irada of the qalb. And the qalb will order the aql to execute my low, base, nafsani drives, whether they be predatory or cattle-like or shaitani.